Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Well, I'm bad, 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 bad. Nationwide.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining this bad boy. My pleasure to be with you as always. We got some, I am so excited because June Reed is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. June is, she's one of my heroes. There's just no other way to say it. And if you've been listening to my show for very long, I bet she's one of your heroes too. June is a former, and probably one day again will be, a Wall Street executive. She suspended her career, her professional career here in the United States to go serve in Iraq as a member of the Reconstruction Agency, which is part of the U.S. Embassy operation over there in Iraq. She's a senior consultant over there, and she has been helping Iraq now for, I'm going to say, at least three years. She has been, maybe it's either 2.5 or 3.5, she'll tell us in a second. She has been helping the Iraqis rebuild their economy over there, and she's been over there nonstop, only with a couple of visits home during that time, and just one of the great human beings on planet Earth. She's a great friend of ours. June Reed, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always nice to speak with you.
It's wonderful to speak with you. It's so great to hear your voice and to know that you're doing well, June Reed. Now, tell me, is it 2.5 or 3.5 years?
3.5.
3.5. Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
May of 04.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Absolutely.
Now, June, the last time you were on the show was back, I guess, in August, I think was about the last time, and the surge was underway, but there was still, the jury was still out on the surge. There was still a lot of work to be done. There were a lot of men and women in harm's way over there. There were a lot of our men and women were taking it to the terrorists, the Al-Qaeda terrorists, and there was a lot of things to be being done that were so important, and it was a tough time, especially the last time you were there. How are things today?
Well, I think we still have our men and women in uniform who are still doing that in some places in Iraq, certainly, and are very vigil about the places that we have cleared. However, there are many also men and women in and out of uniform that are doing many, many other things. We have surged the PRTs. They have multiples of the people that they had at the beginning of this year, and many more PRTs than we had at the beginning of the year.
Tell us what a PRT is.
Tell us what a number of people.
Tell us, June, tell us what a PRT is.
A provincial reconstruction team, that are out in the provinces that work with the local communities, literally embedded in the local community.
Are these soldiers and Marines?
They are civilians and military both combined.
Okay.
There are subject matter experts, and there are generalists of all types. Economic.
Some of these people are volunteers like you. They're civilian volunteers.
Absolutely. And we even have military people that are coming back.
A lot of people don't realize that those civilian volunteers like you are often, even though they're probably not carrying a weapon, they are in the same danger zones that our military are in.
Absolutely, yes, they are. And in fact, they travel with the military, so they are doing the same thing. So both civilian and military are doing the things they did before, but at a more limited scale because of the success we have had with the sort of kinetic aspect of the surge. And now they are concentrating on the economic and reconstruction development of the country, which includes political progress as well as capacity development and a whole range of economic development, which includes also smaller scale support reconstruction, which would be smaller scale electricity, sewer, water, all of that infrastructure, but not on a national level, on the provincial or city level. So we have subject matter experts in the military and civilian areas to assist there. So that is the next phase. So we're well into that phase of the surge, and it's very successful since we have many more physical areas that are calm. And we have opportunities for business to flourish, and indeed they are. Small businesses are coming back to life. New businesses are opening up.
I like hearing
Iraq,
that.
Across Iraq, no doubt about it, not just one or two, hundreds.
Hundreds. Stand by, June
yep.
Reed. What a good report already, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, we got more to come. I'm just going to let her go. She's got some wonderful stories to tell us about the progress that's being made in Iraq. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my pride in what June and these other people are doing is just enormous.
Has it really been 10 years? I guess it only feels like 20.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our great friend and someone I admire very much, June Reed, Senior Consultant with the Iraq Reconstruction Agency in the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. But now, even though she's with the U.S. Embassy, folks, she doesn't spend all her time in the green zone. June has been all over the country of Iraq. She's been out. She gets out in the into the field, out working with her small business owners that she's worked with, and whose businesses she's loaned money to, and who those loans have been paid back. Many of them are still being paid back, and I'm gonna get her to give us a little bit of a report on that in a minute. But June, one of the things that has happened in the last, well, one of the things that we kept waiting on in Iraq, it seems to me, was for Iraqis to develop some sense of nationalism. There was all this tribal stuff. There was all the Sunni, you know, the Sunni versus Shia stuff, and the other two against the Kurds, and all this parochialism and everything. We kept waiting on there to become some kind of a tide of nationalism. And that has sort of been happening in the last few months, hasn't it? With some of the former leaders of some of the Sunnis who used to fight with Al Qaeda, all of a sudden they just flipped and decided they were going to fight against Al Qaeda. I mean, this is an exciting a transition, isn't it?
Yes, indeed it is. I mean, there are still challenges and issues. However, there has been significant progress and movement made by a variety of groups, not just one group, but a variety of groups in different geographic areas that have pledged to support a national agenda rather than their personal agenda. They are looking at their region and Iraq as a whole in terms of pledging their commitment, time, and energy to moving forward for Iraq. And this is a very, very positive step. And this is in different parts of the country, not just one. So I think maybe one of the most famous ones or ones that has been spoken about recently or since September when General Petraeus discussed it in his congressional testimony is Anbar province. But there are other places in Iraq where this is taking place and where a national forward agenda is being activated and pursued here in Iraq, and that is an extremely important change and makes a world of difference in terms of the perspective and the commitment of the local individuals mm-hmm. as well as security overall.
Is this rolling up to the national government? Are you starting to see some kind of a momentum building with the national government actually taking a better role in the direction of the company, I mean of the country?
Well, we do still see challenges there, too. Not everything is completed yet on that score either. However, we do see that the congressional the individuals who are representing Iraqis in the Congress, in their own parliament, are looking at legislation recently that has a broader view that is for Iraq. We have not seen the hydrocarbon law passed. So, unfortunately, right. that is something we are hoping will happen soon.
What would that do? Is this going to be where the some of the oil income will be distributed around the country?
Yes, it's a variety of things are covered in the hydrocarbon law and the accompanying, what we call the accompanying legislation. However, one of the major things is how the revenues will be distributed, as well as how contracts will be let, who will let those contracts, whether they be local or national, and how that will really work in terms of refineries as well as pumping oil, all of those kinds of things, and the distribution of refined fuels. Mm-hmm. So it means a lot of different things, but it is all about how the government of Iraq will secure for the people of Iraq the wealth that will be generated from the oil revenues. And that's very important, obviously, for everyone in Iraq. And there's still some issues about this, but we do hope that this will be resolved early in the coming year. And
well, isn't it great, though,
tremendous
June,
economic development.
Isn't it great, though, that here we are, that because of what you and our and so many other volunteers, including all of the men and women in uniform, all of our military, isn't it great that we are now talking about these kinds of possibilities? We're not talking about, you know, I don't think anybody's talking about we're going to lose Iraq anymore. I'm not hearing that anymore. Now what I'm hearing is you know, what's it going to look like?
Well, I think we not only have that kind of discussion, but we also see that what we think it's going to look like is going to be wonderful, that the Iraqis have a vision now and that slowly they are moving towards that. There are still these challenges we have. However, there are many, many, many different areas in which there are positive movements in terms of capacity development, training the ministries, budget execution is improving each year. So we have a very positive perspective for the budget next year in terms of the ministries generating goods and services for the people of Iraq, as they should.
If a
also,
business owner wanted to do
it. Thing, the provinces are spending their money for the people, which is a brand new experience for people here in Iraq in terms of provincial government spending for the people at the very local level. Very big change, and they have taken up the challenge and are quite successful at it.
That's just going to come build and be compounded.
Yes, indeed.
When we come back, folks, I want June to talk about the economy, how small business owners are doing over there, how the loans that she put in place over the last few years have borne fruit over there, and if a business owner somewhere in the world wanted to invest in Iraq, would it be a good time to do that? Tin Tail, we're going to be right back with June Reed. She's in Iraq. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're there for you. No barrier to entry. Everything we have is free to you. June Reed is our guest. She's our good friend and one of our heroes. She's senior consultant with the U.S. Reconstruction Agency and the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, Iraq. But that's just where she's based. That's not where she stays. She's all over the country helping the Iraqi people to become self-determined and especially to grow their economy. She's been doing that now for 3.5 years, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about a commitment. June, tell us about how the economy is doing over there and especially about the money that you've loaned over the years. How do you feel that money has contributed to what's going on right now?
Well, obviously, one of the things that drives business development and business growth is capital. There's just no doubt about it. It's certainly not the only thing. You have to have a good idea and good managers, et cetera. But you cannot grow without capital. Or if you have to depend on savings, you will grow very slowly. And there is not much capital in terms of velocity of capital, movement of capital from the Iraqi financial institutions. And therefore, the U.S. government has provided credit in one form or another and supported credit vehicles in one form or another here in Iraq. And those have been very, very, very successful for a variety of reasons. One, their structuring and the demand, but also because the Iraqis have been very good, high-quality borrowers in terms of repaying these loans. This is something that's very important that people forget. People tend to think that all of the individuals who might be borrowing such funds would never pay them back or not really care. The answer is that's wrong. They have, number one, run successful businesses that enable them to pay back, and two, they have the desire to pay back. And so these programs have grown in size and covered a wide geographic area here in Iraq.
What are examples of some businesses that you've worked with?
Mm-hmm. Well, we work with water bottling companies, brick companies, other small manufacturing companies.
Retailers?
There are dairy and agricultural companies, right. Businesses. So it is across the board from industrial service companies as well as agricultural companies that are private sector that have borrowed funds and are repaying those funds. So, one, they're good businessmen choosing good business and practicing good management as well as the desire to carry their good name, repay their loans. So these programs, and we have several of them, for different size loans and different term loans, some up to 5 years for $5 million for Iraqi companies, and have been very successful. One of them we've loaned all our money at. We're so successful.
Wow.
We sort of put ourselves temporarily out of business because we're so successful.
Well, what are they paying? Are they paying these loans?
We're getting repaid.
Oh, good, good. All right. How about women?
Absolutely.
Are there women starting businesses or owning businesses in Iraq?
Yes, there are women starting businesses, but I wouldn't say to be truthful on the microloans, those are about 11-12% of the borrowers as opposed to in other countries it's mostly women. That is not the case in Iraq. And the other business loans, the larger business loans, a few of them are women. We have not targeted any particular group.
Yeah.
We have said we will, across the board, entertain appropriate applications. So we have not focused
June, I want you to have a. I got about 1 minute left. I want you to say whatever you'd like to say to the American people, and there are people listening around the world on the internet as well. What would you like to say to them about what's happening in Iraq right now?
That unfortunately they are not getting the whole story, that there are a significant portion of men and women in and out of uniform that simply spend their time supporting Iraqis in very important projects all across the board, from large and small infrastructure to credit to capacity development and governance, and that these programs working together are taking Iraq forward, enabling the Iraqi people to do this, to move forward. And this is something that's very, very important, that the men and women in America are supporting that and our coalition forces, and it's working.
June Reed, well said, well done. You know how much we admire you. You know, how, and please, anybody
well,
you see over there.
All the other
there,
people here too. There's hundreds of good volunteers.
But you're
here.
Our face. You're our face on all that wonderful humanity. And June, thank you on behalf of all those people and on behalf of all of us who are here in the United States and around the world. Thank you for all that you do, June Reed.
Thank you, and happy holidays to everyone.
Happy holidays to you too, June. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.